while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
I'm Mark Fry, and this is the 830 on the Go for Friday, May 15th. Our top stories, it's do or die for the Minnesota Timberwolves. MSP Airport shows off updates to Terminal 2, and a new billboard in the Twin Cities takes a jab at Ticketmaster. Our top story begins in St. Paul at the Minnesota State Capitol, where the Minnesota House is in recess until tomorrow afternoon, but not before a chaotic end to Thursday's session. It followed 6 hours of debate over whether to bring a gun control bill to a floor vote. The motion failed along party lines. At that point, Republican Speaker Lisa Damith gaveled out over the loud protests of Democrats.
Members. The motion prevails and the House stands adjourned until 12 noon Saturday, May 16, 2026.
It was then that some DFL lawmakers began a sit-in inside the House chamber to continue to demand an up or down vote on the already passed Senate bill that would, among other things, ban semi-automatic rifles and high-capacity magazines. It's an effort that has the backing of many Annunciation Church school parents. House DFL leader Zach Stevenson on the WCCO Morning News with Vinita Sarkar.
It's outrageous. Everyone from the parents of the Annunciation children to members of our community have been asking us to have a vote on meaningful gun violence prevention measures and to try and get these weapons of war off the street. And Republicans will do nothing, will do everything in their power to stop that vote from happening.
Meanwhile, Minnesota lawmakers will work over the weekend on final touches on that massive $1.2 billion budget agreement and other bills that have bipartisan support.
The measure includes car tab fee reductions, fraud protections, and a bonding bill that includes funding to renovate St. Paul's Grand Casino Arena. Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith says they were able to secure critical funding for Hennepin County Medical Center.
We did that by not extending the Hennepin County ballpark tax. We were able to allow that, as it is expected, to sunset. So we were able to help HCMC without any raising of taxes.
Governor Walz says they should get everything nailed down before Monday's mandated adjournment.
This is the point where the leaders had to make decisions, and now they have to go back to very unhappy legislators and tell them what was agreed upon. And then you got to bring those things over the finish line. So there's more work to be done. That's where they're at. These will go around the clock until Monday morning.
Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
It's win or go home for the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight when they host the San Antonio Spurs in Game 6 of their second round NBA playoff series. The Spurs are a game away from clinching the series and advancing to the Western Conference Finals. Timberwolves center Rudy Gobert.
It's on us. It's on us to keep doing the things that we can control, and those are the number one things that we can control. Whatever we agree to do on any specific situation, try to do that. And you're not always going to stop the other team, but at least we give ourselves a chance to put ourselves in the best situation possible.
A Wolves win tonight forces a winner-take-all Game 7 on Sunday in San Antonio. General Mills says most of its North American employees must return to the office 4 days a week starting in September. According to the Minnesota Star Tribune, General Mills employees will work in office Monday through Thursday. Many employees had been on a three-day work from the office schedule since early last year, including inside the company's Golden Valley headquarters. This announcement comes after Richfield-based Best Buy announced last week it would require hybrid employees to work in the office 4 days a week starting in September as well. A new billboard in downtown St. Paul reads, "Ticketmaster lost, Minnesota won. Thank you, Attorney General Keith Ellison." 33 attorneys general from across the country, including Ellison, won a lawsuit last month against Live Nation and Ticketmaster, finding them liable for operating an illegal monopoly, stifling competition, and overcharging consumers. Nitti Hegde with the American Economic Liberties Project on the role Ellison played.
He has made it very clear and that he's on the side of fans and artists. And when, you know, Trump DOJ settled, he was very explicit saying that the settlement that they had gone for was weak and it actually did very little to change the status quo, and publicly declared that he was going to press forward with the state's case.
This lawsuit followed a settlement by the Trump DOJ in March. MSP Airport showing off progress on its Terminal 2 expansion project, which is in its final year. The $263 million investment includes updates to concession spaces, restroom service amenities, and the addition of two more gates. Bridget Reef is Vice President of Planning and Development with the Metropolitan Airports Commission, says Two already existing terminals at Terminal 2 gates will also see updates.
For gates H13 and H14, those gates have boarding bridges, but they don't really have any gate hold space. So we're providing adequate gate hold space for those as well. So it's two gates, but it's four gate holds in square footage.
Updates are expected to be finished by next spring. Terminal 2 opened 25 years ago this month. And University of Minnesota experts suggest swapping the No Mo May slogan for a slow-mo summer.
This shift is meant to protect vital habitat and chemical-free foraging spaces for pollinators at the beginning of spring through fall time. Bee researcher Elaine Evans.
If you just don't mow your lawn in May, if you don't have flowers in your lawn, that's not going to do anything for pollinators.
She says by avoiding herbicides and leaving messy corners in the yard for bees to nest in, residents can protect habitat for various species that don't emerge until later in the season.
Make sure that you're making safe homes for those pollinators as well, because they don't just need food to eat, they need places to live.
She says for local gardeners looking to get more involved, there are online resources like the UMN Bee Lab to help them select native seeds that thrive under regular mowing schedules. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And thank you for tuning in. You can find the On the Go and all of our other podcasts at WCCORadio.com and on the Odyssey app. I'm Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.